you all join us and that you're all here tonight on this night that is a great night for ducks if you're here in Seattle area. So I'll call the meeting to order. Before we begin, let me start with some acknowledgments. In King County, we live in the ancestral homelands of the Coast Salish people, a people who have lived in the Salish Sea Basin from time immemorial. Please join me in expressing our deepest respect and gratitude to our Indigenous neighbors, the Duwamish, Snoqualmie, Nisqually, Snoqualmie, and Muckleshoot tribes for their enduring care and protection of our shared lands and waterways. We also want to acknowledge the history and experiences of Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, Black African Americans, and Hispanic Latinx Americans. Thank you. I hope you've had an opportunity to review the minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, changes to the minutes? No. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Disclosure of contacts pursuant to the operating procedure 4.6 and the districting master MOU. Any committee members have disclosures that need to be made pursuant to our operating procedures? No, I see no one. Is that correct? Okay. Dennis? Oh, I'm sorry. Staff? Do any of the staff have disclosures? Erin's shaking her head no. Patrick, no. Tanya? No. Okay. No disclosures from staff. All right, Dennis. Any disclosures?
No disclosures from the districting master staff.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. We do have some members of the public here. Do any of you wish to address the committee and provide comment?
I see Linda Newing has her hand up, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Linda?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Districting Committee. I have followed you very closely for a number of months, and thank you for your diligence and your hard work. I really appreciate the fact that you are, you indicated at your last meeting that you acknowledge this small city's interest in this whole process. And as you know, there are a number of them in District 9. And I feel like adding components from neighboring larger municipalities could greatly impact the resources that we are able to tap into. Not only that, but the council members' time serving the smaller jurisdictions. So again, I thank you for acknowledging or indicating to me that you did acknowledge how important it is to make sure the small cities have a voice in this big, large county of ours that gets often swallowed up by the large cities with a lot of interest in the community. So thank you so much for your work and have a great night.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I do not see any other hands.
All right.
Would anyone else wish to testify tonight? Not seeing anyone, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. The next item on the agenda is the comparison between Plan A and Plan B, and then the comparison between Plan A and Plan C. And that was where we ended our discussion and gave direction to Dennis at the last meeting. So Dennis, if you would
yes.
To present.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, thank you. And Good evening, commissioners and council staff. We have here on the screen, if it's sharing successfully, maps that were produced earlier today by Josh and Mary to show you the comparison between plans A and plan B on the first map and plans A and plan C on the second map. Josh has attempted, with the advice of our chief cartographer, to make these a bit easier to read. What we're not seeing on these maps are the current council boundaries. We're only seeing the shading for the new districts under the two new draft plans. And so in both draft plan A and draft plan B, district one is shaded in this pinkish color, and district four is shaded in this very aqua color, which I apologize is hard to see up against the water, but hopefully you can see that we're looking here at North Seattle. And what you see in the areas that they differ are—
Dennis, I had a question. I see lines, aqua lines with mm-hmm. the pink. What does mm-hmm. that mean? Are yeah. we going to get to that?
I'm getting to that.
Sorry.
No problem. The areas where the two plans agree are shaded in the same shade. In other words, for both plan A and plan B here in the Ballard area, they both agree that that area should be in District 4. Where they disagree, you're going to see this crosshatching. And in this case—
Is it crosshatching or are they just lines?
You see the pink and the aqua lines crossing each other.
Okay, gotcha.
And so what this is attempting to show you is that this area that is in that cross-hatched shade is the area where the two plans disagree in plan, and it's labeled with how they disagree. So in both cases on these areas, plan A is proposing to include this area in District 4, and plan B is proposing to include it in District 1.
And what is this area? Are you using your cursor?
I'm sorry. It's the area that is bounded by the cross, that includes the cross-hatched fill. Is that correct, Josh? Am I stating that correctly?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's just that, so basically, yeah, where the hatches are is the two colors. And that label kind of describes which district the hatch belongs to. So
I've zoomed in quite a bit closer here now to that same area that we're looking at. And so if there were a boundary around this, it would be the area that I'm tracing with my polygon. I'm sorry, with my cursor. And that area is the area that is in dispute between plan A and plan B in this comparison. So I will move around the county and show you other areas where plan A and plan B are in agreement and disagreement. Continuing further to the south, this area north of the U District, basically between 45th and I believe it's 75th, is proposed in plan A to be in District 2, to remain in District 2, and in plan B, it's proposed to move to District 1. In this area of East Wallingford, it's proposed in plan A to remain in District 4 and in plan B to move to District 2. Further to the south, let me pause for just a moment and point out that I'm showing you these comparison maps. These are PDFs. They will be made available to you. We just had them finalized within the past couple hours. However, after I'm done showing these to you, I'm going to turn it over to Josh so that each of you can go into finer detail in whatever area of the county that you would like. We've teed it up to look at the five focus areas that we talked about two nights ago. But we can go anywhere in the county that you'd like after I'm done showing these comparison maps. Continuing into the downtown area, It gets a bit more complex, but the gist of it is that this area of north downtown is proposed in Plan A to go to District 8 and in Plan B to remain in District 4. The area of Capitol Hill and the Chinatown International District is proposed in Plan A to remain in District 8 and in Plan B to move to District 4. And that is true as we move further to the south. As you know, in Plan B, the boundary is proposed to move from I-5 over to the Duwamish, and that's why this entire area is crosshatched. In Plan A, it is proposed to remain in District 8. In Plan B, it's proposed to go to District 2. Continuing further south, the area in the north of Tukwila unincorporated areas. This area right here is proposed in Plan A to move to District 2 and Plan B to remain in District 8. This area is the north half of the city of Tukwila, going right up to the city limits. And in Plan A is proposed to move to District 5. In Plan B, it's proposed to go to District 2. I believe that label is incorrect, Josh. Isn't that District 8 in Plan B?
Yeah, so that bottom label.
I see. This label is pointing to a small area up here. This area is included in the area that I'm tracing with my cursor. My apologies.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so this entire area, the city of Tukwila, the city of SeaTac in its entirety, the city of Normandy Park in its entirety, and the city of Burien in its entirety are proposed in Plan B to move into District 8. In Plan A, they remain in District 5. There is the change that we've talked about in Plan A where the entirety of Burien, including this arm that stretches along the west side of SeaTac Airport, is proposed to come into District 5, but both Plan A and Plan B agree on that point. Continuing further south, there are minor differences in Southeast Kent, where this area remains in District 7 in Plan A, and Plan B is proposed to go to District 5. And in the area south of the city of Covington area, Plan A is proposed to bring it into District 9. Plan B keeps it in District 7. To the north, the overlap here is the area of the northeast part of the city of Renton. Basically, everything in Renton, north of the Renton Black Diamond Highway, Highway 169, and also the Kennydale area. So the Highlands neighborhoods and the Kennydale neighborhoods are proposed in Plan A to move, I'm sorry, in Plan A to remain in District 9 and in Plan B to move to District 5. Here you see further to the north, this area is the city of Issaquah. And in Plan B, it's proposed to move to District 9. In Plan A, it's proposed to remain in District 3. Continuing to the north, in the south part of the city of Bellevue, the area basically between 16th and I-90, also to include east part of Eastgate and Lakemont, is proposed in Plan B to move to District 9 and Plan A remain in District 6. Further to the north, between Redmond and Bellevue, in the downtown Redmond area and the north part of the Overlake area, the proposal in Plan A is to keep that in District 6, in Plan B to move it to District 3. And then to the north in the South Kenmore, Juanita, and South Bothell areas, we have areas that are proposed in Plan A to remain in District 1, and then Plan B to move into District 6. Woodinville is in both Plan A and Plan B proposed in its entirety to move into District 3, which is why there's no crosshatching, because they agree on it. But it is a change from the current boundaries. Okay, I will move now to the Plan A and Plan C comparison map.
Before you do that, should we see if there are any questions?
Sure.
About what you've just presented?